598 WPG, Nullum and Larry, the Morning Madhouse, right around the corner. We beating the bomb coming up at 7 o'clock. Right about now, though, talking about this teacher coming out of South Carolina, Anderson, South Carolina, Lisa Houston, actually resigned after a video surfaced of her standing on a student's desk, pulling his hair and tapping his face, trying to wake him up.
Yeah, the student was asleep in the classroom. Her name is Lisa Houston. She is a white teacher who taught math for 27 years at Palmetto High School. Now, after this video surfaced on another student's Snapchat, she did go ahead and retire from teaching. The young man that was involved in this situation, his father has come out and said, hey, look, we never called for this teacher to be fired.
Right.
We just want this whole situation to go away. The school district did investigate it. And right now there's a petition going around and it has close to 1,500 signatures asking for this teacher to be reinstated.
Yeah. Do you think it makes a difference that she's white and the student was black?
Yes.
Okay. Pod 98, good morning. What you think?
Yeah. So as far as the video and the teacher, I am a teacher myself here in CMS in Mecklenburg County. And that type of a situation, it makes it hard for teachers who actually care about their students. It's a lot that goes on as a teacher with classrooms, with students, and they don't pay you enough to have to deal with some of the things that these kids deal with outside of school. So for a teacher that has a rapport with her students, it makes it hard for teachers that actually care for her to have to go through that and for her to have to resign before she felt as though she was about to be fired.
No, man, thank you, man. Thank you for calling in here on Teacher Appreciation Week. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week to you.
Happy Teacher Appreciation Week to you. And I understand what he's
It's tough
saying
in the classroom.
It's so tough in the classroom. Teachers are so much more than just teachers.
Yeah.
You know, they mama, they are doctor, they're cafeteria workers.
Counselors.
They're everything to these students. And it gets really, really tough. And so when you're trying to teach something that is important, that you know that a student needs to learn so that they'll be able to pass these end of year tests, you're going to try to do whatever it is to make sure that your children, the kids in the classroom get the information. You do it. I think it speaks volumes that this student's father has come forward and said, hey, look, we didn't want any of this to happen. We didn't call for a resignation. I think that speaks volumes. And I think that the school district should listen to that.
Well, and the other part of that is, you know, she easily could have, you know, sent that student to the office for being asleep in class. You know, that is a offense where you could get sent to the office for, you know, being off task and actually not, because he was knocked out in this classroom.
Knocked out.
He looked like he worked like Sam 9 to 5s back to back to back. So she could have easily sent him to the office and, you know, not did any of this. So that lends for me to believe that, hey, she has rapport with these students. Mm-hmm. And these students in the background are laughing.
Yeah.
In the video, they're laughing. And it just, another part of that is, hey, why do they have their cell phones in the classroom? That's the other part of that.
Look, that's a battle we not even going to fight.
I know some schools, if you got a phone, they take it. You got to leave it in the office.
That's a battle that you got to pick and choose your battles as a teacher.
I understand.
If you offer up one alternative, there's also the alternative. She could have let that student sit in there and sleep.
Yeah.
And which is also a disruption in class, because if one student sleeps, then other students feel like they can sleep, and then you got a whole classroom, you know, and they miss out on the education. They miss out on the information, which means that they have the potential of not passing that grade.
Yeah.
She was trying to make sure that this kid had this information. So that's a sticky, sticky, tough situation.
That's probably why she was fed up and she was like, I'll just leave. All right, 570-WPG if you didn't get your comment in. Or you could always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. 8 minutes, we're going to beat the bomb. It's Pod 98.
Always keeping it real.
Keep it real.
It's No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse
on Power 98.
Let's talk about trends.